Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And we're back again with another one. Episode 90.
Yes, oh my god, it is
episode 90.
And I'm missing nails, and the next episode for next week I'm also going to be missing nails, so don't be surprised.
We're back to back.
Yeah.
We explained why we weren't doing two at one time, but it worked out for the best, honestly, because I wasn't even that prepared and ready. So it just worked out. Yeah. And my nails aren't done either. So like two in a row. Yeah.
Yesterday we filmed with the Just Us podcast, which will be dropping next week. And we had filmed that in advance and it went so well, you guys.
Shout out to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to them. You guys should definitely be looking forward to that episode because we did not we just have not ever had four people on right here at the same time, so we were concerned about talking over each other and just everything like that, but because they were podcasters and they have their own big personalities, it just flowed so well. It was amazing.
And they balanced it out, and they when you have a podcast, sometimes it is hard to talk over each other sometimes, and it's you are so excited and eager to get what you want to say out before you forget, especially when it's four people. So you just you have three other people in front of you, and then you're shit, I don't even know what I said, but it was great. I feel it was a really good episode, and I'm happy and I'm excited for y'all to see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're just getting ready now for Atlanta, y'all. Atlanta is, technically in 4 days, and we added some more general admission tickets to the site for y'all because we had sold out of the general admission, and we had a bunch of DMs asking, can you guys add some more, please? Mm-hmm. So we did go ahead and do that for y'all. Make sure y'all get them tickets. They're just about sold out now, and already somebody commented on the thing today saying, oh my god, I'm so upset I didn't get a ticket. Not even going to check. We put more.
Literally, we put more out there. We put more there.
Right. And we know they're going to be saying that once it's sold out. So I'm telling you, go get the ticket.
And just how New York was, it was the day before everything was gone. And we got text the literal day of, and it was hey, y'all got any tickets left?
Right.
Why y'all be playing with us like that?
Right. Yeah.
Come on. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm honestly, more and more people are hitting me up. I'm not going to lie to you. I think I might have about 20 guests.
What, of your own?
Oh, well, we ain't sugarcoating nothing for Atlanta. We already had to do that for New York. No, not at all. We're going to have a blast, but I'm just look, honestly.
Because at first when we were in New York, Shy was let's try to keep it a little bit clean because, my mom is here, my dad is going to be here, blah, blah, blah. But then we were kind of doing it in the show in the beginning. We were okay, this isn't us. We can't do this. Sorry. Y'all just have to, hear what we got to say and just know that this is what comes with it.
But honestly, even in LA, we were still I was acting a plum ass fool. I was twerking on stage. Both of my parents were there. It was completely funny. It was fine. So I don't know why I was kind of overthinking it in New York. But no, Atlanta's going to actually get a little ratchet, and I'm excited.
I definitely think it's going to be a little ratchet. I'm going to D.C. I have the hosting on the 3rd in D.C. at Rose Bar. If y'all are going to come out, say hello, say what's up. So I get my hair done tomorrow, and then I'm off to D.C., and then I'm meeting everybody in Atlanta. And it should be a grand ghetto ball. I'm a little nervous, though.
Why?
Because I kind of started feeling a little bit sick.
Oh, yeah, that's what's going on right now. You sick?
I'm, feeling like I'm getting sick, and I'm, trying to just, sleep and rest so that we can avoid it, because that would be actually the worst thing that could possibly happen.
It won't be the worst thing. Sick? You dying would.
I mean, me dying would be worse, clearly, but me being sick,
I'm trying to think on the bright side.
In Atlanta?
I mean, it's cool. You'll be fine. Well, honestly, you do have to rest and chill because you are going to D.C., so you're going to do that. And then maybe just, drink a little bit.
I'm not going to be able to go hard in D.C. I'm already, because, I could go hard for real. I mean, I'll have some meds.
You probably have been going a little too hard. You need to relax.
I haven't been going too. I just went out one night. I went out one night until 7 a.m., which was a little bit of a drag.
Yeah.
But, no. What the heck is that? Okay. Anyways,
I was trying some new
something hanging from the ceiling. Yeah, we got a new owner in the for the studio.
And he ain't playing no games. He cracking the whip down on these engineers.
He running a tight ship. Right.
Caden, look, ain't playing no games when he was here today.
He was like,
I'm on it. Camera view, right.
Anywho, let's get into our week. Should we get into our week?
I've been very chill. We've been handling a lot of stuff with the show. I know I've been saying that the last few weeks, but it really has been that, ain't nothing been going on in my relationship. I haven't been arguing. I've been fine. I've just been flourishing and thriving.
Flourishing? Flourishing?
Flourishing?
Flourishing.
Flourishing. Yeah, no, the only thing that really pisses me off throughout the days is my hair. But other than that, like, I'll just be living life.
I like the Paris look.
You know, I look like I'm about to paint. I even got these on.
Was this a look for Paris?
No, it wasn't. My hair looks a mess, so.
Really?
Yeah, so I just,
can't see it. I like when it's straight, though. I like the little bang.
You can't see it from the camera, but, like, it just looks a mess. And, like, I took my contacts out because I could feel myself getting, like, pink eye when I leave them in too long.
What pink eye? I thought that's from when you get farted on. When you fart
in your eyes. No, not even pink eye, but, like, a little, like, it just, a little infection-y feeling. Like,
irritated.
Irritated. I said infection-y
infection
feeling.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, no, but I just felt like it was getting irritated, so I needed a break. But, like, I can't put a hat on, a trucker hat, and then have glasses. I look like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, because of the.
Yeah, so I was just like, let me wear my little beret.
No, it's cute. I love the vibe. And I'm over here looking like I'm about to go hunt deer.
No, I know, so, but it's cute.
That's a good combo. But
other than that, I was just been vibing the whole week, you know? I mean, we went out recently. And
oh, yeah, we did go out.
We did go out.
I was two nights.
Yeah, and we have a new Patreon what was the Patreon? It was just like, it's a chill vlog with me and Clark and Shannon on there. So y'all go check that out as well. But yeah, we just went out. We had a good time. Vibed out, you know, that was my week.
Yeah, we went out for, I forgot about that. Damn, I did go out twice. Twice in a week? Mm-hmm. Was it a week or is it? I think it was a week. Yeah, went out for our homeboy Ash's birthday. Happy birthday, Ash. And it was just like, you know, a little situation. It was actually some tea situations, but.
What?
No, it's just like, bro, I swear. Okay, so Sasha almost had to, like, literally put the pause on somebody.
Who?
Remember, I thought I told you this.
No.
Oh, my goodness. So, we're out. Okay, every time me and Shy go out together, it's very weird because, like, you would think, okay, we're best friends. We're at the hip towards each other. But, like, we honestly be doing our own thing, especially if we have, like, other friends there. Like, we're not up under each other. So, whatever. Shy's over there hanging out with, like, was Clark there?
No, it was Havala. Shannon and Havala, yeah.
Shannon and Havala. And then I'm, like, off, whatever.
Mind you, we were at the section that we were supposed to be at, and I see Winter's head bobbing on a whole nother section, and I'm like, where is this bitch at? And I'm like, she on a whole nother section on another table. I'm where I'm supposed to be. You weren't.
I know. I was just, I just, like, you know, when you see your other friends in the club.
Yeah, you'd be like, all
right. Right, you go hang out and whatever. So, like, we're hanging out, and... Bro, I guess these girls walk by. Keep in mind, I am so drunk at this moment. Like, I'm drunk. I'm having...
Where was this at? Was this at Harriet's?
Yeah, this was at Harriet's. No, this was at Harriet's.
I was nowhere around.
Yeah, no, this was at Harriet's. So, this is at Harriet's. There's, like, a couple homeboys, but then it's, like, mostly my homegirls, like, whatever, nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. But I guess these girls walk by, and... I'm right here, and I guess the girls are right here, and then Sasha's, like, right here kind of closer next to me, but I'm, like, talking to somebody. I'm having a whole conversation with somebody, and the music is hella loud. Obviously, I'm drunk, whatever, but apparently the girls go, oh, that's that Winter bitch, that Winter bitch, and Sasha's, like, listening, and they're like, oh, is that her man? Talking about one of the homeboys next to me. I'm like, what? Like, what? Like, y'all be so weird and so fanned out trying to, like, be funny and trying to figure out who I'm fucking. Like, it's just so weird. But Sasha was like, what? Yeah, that's Winter. And what about him? And no, that ain't her man. Mind your business. And they were like, what does that have to do with you?
That's my friend.
She was like, that's my homegirl.
Yeah, exactly.
And I missed this whole thing. I missed the whole thing. And then Sasha taps me. And I'm like, hold on one sec. I'm still talking to somebody, whatever. And then, like, 5 seconds later, I'm like, yeah. Because I'm thinking she's just going to ask for something like a shot or like a napkin. I'm like, yeah.
While she fucking fighting for her
like,
life over here.
Did you just hear what happened? And I said, no, what happened? Like, literally. Bro, but Sasha's just so funny because she's, okay, Sasha's so pretty. But she'd be like, I don't care. I want to get in a fight. And also, Sasha acts like a white girl. And just even hearing her when she says stuff like that, she's like, I love to fight. I don't care.
I cannot.
I swear to God.
Sasha's beautiful. And she's tall as fuck. I be feeling hella disrespected when somebody's disrespectful. Yeah.
She's so nice. So you would never think. So when she says that, she's like, I don't care. I want to get in a fight. I don't care. I'm like, girl, shut. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I wonder when the last time she got into a fight. Or has she ever? You know how some people, girl. You know how some people love to be like, I want to fight. And they never had a fight a day in their life.
I can't even imagine. I can't.
I bet she done tore some shit down. I bet you.
She's hella tall, too. Mm-hmm. She's hella tall. So it's like, I know. And she works out. So I'm like, I know she could really tear somebody up.
I never forget that fight I lost in sixth grade.
But that was just like a funny, well, it was just like an interesting moment because people are just so weird. Like,
yeah, that is weird. And why are you saying that loud enough for me to hear? Like, do you want to get bopped on?
And that's what she said. She was like, they were trying to say it loud enough for you to hear. And
I wonder if you knew them. I wish you would have seen her.
I didn't know them because I did see the girls. Mm-hmm. I saw the girls like walk by or whatever. And I just like briefly seen them, whatever. But I guess they stayed like right there. I don't know. I was just like, what? Like, y'all be so weird. But anyways, that's pretty much what was my week. I kind of was feeling a little bit under the weather yesterday and today. And just getting ready. I'm about to get my hair done tomorrow. And I think it's going to affect what I'm going to wear for the Atlanta show. I don't know what I'm wearing for the Atlanta show. Do you?
Hey, y'all. So before we get into this episode, let's talk about skincare. If you're like us and you're all about that healthy, hydrated, lit from within glow, then girl, it's time to level up your routine. We are officially obsessed with Butter. This is a Black-owned skincare brand that really gets it. Like, they know every single skin type is different. And they've created products that meet you right where you are. No more guessing games or using random stuff that leaves your face confused.
One of our faves is the customizable skin kit. This one's a game changer. You literally build your own routine based on what your skin actually needs. So whether you're dealing with dryness, dullness, or just want to maintain your glow, you can tailor your products to fit you. And then there's the Supreme Customizable Skin Kit. This is for our skincare girlies who don't play when it comes to ingredients and results. It gives you even more product choices, more glow, and honestly, more luxury. Like, it's big self-care energy.
And the best part is all of these products are packed with nourishing ingredients. Think vitamin C, aloe, shea butter, and they feel so good on the skin. Butter isn't just a skincare, it's a whole experience.
And listen, guys, we've got you covered. We've teamed up with Butter to give our listeners a special hookup. Just hit the affiliate link in our episode description and start building your dream skincare routine today.
This is your sign to stop playing with your skincare and start treating it like the luxury it is. Click the link and get your Butter.
Get into this glow and thank us later.
I mean, we're trying to vibe off each other. I don't know. You got to make a decision.
I know. I don't know, y'all. But I mean, I guess we're going to see, but don't expect too much.
I do have some business attire I could throw on.
She love getting dressed up in business casual, y'all. It's just too much every time.
Like, I do have a nice blazer I could wear. I do.
I'm over the blazer moments, but...
Oh, I love a good blazer moment. A blazer dress?
Let's get into watching Red.
So what I watched... So I finished. Remember when I told y'all a few days ago about... I mean, like a few episodes ago, Adolescent? I am telling you, finish that series if you haven't already. I know it has like a little slow start or it doesn't make sense to some people because you know who the killer is the moment the show starts or like when they show who the killer is on the first episode. But it has such a deeper meaning of how misogyny affects young adolescent males, young adolescent children in today's society. And it just really makes me scared for children growing up in today's society and in today's environment. And I'm like right now in 2025, I can't imagine when our kids turn 13, what's going to be happening. But yeah, it was so like, and you know, I have like a little nephew the same age. So like, I was just looking at it from that standpoint. It was a really good show. It really was. It was a really good show.
Just to even, before I even say what I was watching, because you were just saying that, I was on Twitter today and I kid you not, I've seen at least 3 to 4 videos of young boys beating up girls.
Yes, and it's insane to me.
And I'm
now.
Like, when did we lose?
Yes, sight of like male
not hitting women.
Exactly.
I'm so confused. Like, I literally just retweeted one of the videos. I'm like, what are y'all not raising your sons to like not hit girls anymore?
Yeah.
Like, I understand if like a girl like hits a boy and he pushes her off or like whatever. I'm talking like these young boys like just beating these girls' asses and people just watching.
Yeah, just watching.
Like,
it
literally.
Is not okay. It should not be normalized at all. And like you see in the first episode, like how it even happened, and then they were talking about that. Like, it's so many videos. It's crazy. I have to watch it, but it's so many videos. Like where people are like, "Well, she deserved it because she bullied him, or she had like said some things on a comment online." And I was just like, "Absolutely not." But also, I'm reading. I started back reading again, you guys, and because I haven't been able to open up a book this year, I started reading. It's called The Real by Ryan Kennedy, and I left off where they was about to have six.
Love a good sex scene in a book. They're always so much better than
they
like
are.
In a movie.
It's so visual and descriptive. Yeah. You know, like I can visualize the whole thing just by reading it. But
not the freaking porn book. No,
I know,
I'm just
right?
kidding. Honestly, I really haven't been super watching anything, but I was watching when Shai and Sasha came over the other day. They came over on Sunday and I had like made some food and we were like watching Love After Lockup, because I guess they came out with a new season. And y'all, it was just, I'm always just flabbergasted at how slow people really can be in this country. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is. Bro, there was a girl on there like, yeah, well, he says he's related to Brad Pitt. I mean, I do kind of see it. Like, you see them next together. Keep in mind, this is like some methed out man, like, in prison. Yeah. Like, what do y'all be thinking? And then it's like, how many times must the cycle repeat itself? You meet a man in jail, you think you're in love, you get out of jail, he breaks your heart. It's a tale as old as time. Why is there even shows for this still?
Because it never stops happening.
How dumb can you be?
Because it will never stop happening.
And there's girls who exclusively will date men in prison. Like, they like dating prisoners.
It shocks me when a woman who's attractive, who's beautiful, will strictly date prison men. Right. Who will strictly date prison men and seek out men that are in prison. It's like, oh, girl, you don't know that you got options.
I just really think, like, it's a self-worth thing. I think mm-hmm. that you must think that you have no self-worth. Yeah. Like, you can't have self-worth because there's just so many free people that you could be dealing with. And, like, look, I understand if you have a connection with somebody, you want to chat with them or mm-hmm. talk to them. It's, like, fun to talk or whatever. But, like, putting your whole life on pause for some stuff like this is just ridiculous.
What would be crazy to me is when they would have, like, their children who've never met this guy be like, oh, this is your new daddy. Call him Pop Pop. This and that.
That's what they were saying on the episode.
And that is another issue. It's just be like, no, you got to have a little bit more brain cells to know that this is not an ideal situation. The guy just got out of prison. And look, the guy just got out of prison was holding the baby like it was his. This little girl don't even know that man. I was shocked. Because that's my first time watching that. I was like, oh, wow.
Right. And his own sister had to be like, I think that is weird that you're like having your daughter call my brother dad. They don't know each other. They've never seen met. Each other.
Like, excuse me. Imagine the psychological abuse mm-hmm. that little girl going through.
But I don't know. I just feel like those are the type of women that choose men over their children and their children's that safety. And I feel like those are the type of women that need to be watched. Like, obviously, like, I'm not like saying, you know, the woman is the bad person in the situation, but I feel like there are women that let these predators get close to their daughters because they mm-hmm. want to have a partner and they want to have love. And, you know, you got to be smarter. There's too many damn cases that are literally going on. The freaking, remember the little
That's
girl?
What I was thinking about. Yeah, that one
yes,
right there.
Yes, like the stepdad or the uncle.
I couldn't remember what the girl's
name was.
Her
name was Desiah Harris.
Okay, yeah,
I'm pretty sure
yeah.
that was her name. And it's just like, come on now, y'all. It's a tale as old as time. Quit letting these men get close to your children, boy or girl.
Yeah.
Because you think that only things like that can happen to little girls. Mm. Do not stop at little girls. They will be touching on your sons too, so be aware of that.
But the social media question of the week is, what's an opinion you stand on 10 toes down even if nobody agrees?
I know you already thought of yours.
I you know, it might be a little too controversial.
No, say it.
Let me see. I wrote it down. Have you thought of yours?
You said you stand 10 toes on it, so if it's controversial, you're supposed to stand 10
I
toes
know
on
right
it.
The way black men are portrayed in mainstream media often lacks balance and feels intentionally reductive.
Okay, can you say that with less big words?
I feel like mainstream media has an agenda against the male black community.
And what is the agenda?
I'm not talking about it, but that's just like, that's what they have a negative. They portray black men negatively in a mainstream media. That's what I'm saying. Like, black men are portrayed as ghetto, gang violence. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not father figures. They're not astute teachers or, you know, like college professors. Like, they are few and far fetched, but like, mm-hmm. no, like, black men in media are still portrayed to just be, you know, gang, ghetto, blah, this and that. And
gay.
And
is what you really want to say.
No, I'm not saying that, but like, they have an agenda on it.
Yeah.
And I stand 10 toes on that. They do. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like the agenda, like, the media portrays black men disrespectfully. Mm-hmm. So that's just how I feel. And I do. And, like, I feel like, you know, that's why I said balanced instead of everything else. Because you could be gay. You could do all these things. Mm-hmm. But, like, it needs to be a balance. Like, I do feel like in Hollywood, they make when they have that token black person is probably gay, in a wheelchair, probably ghetto, and a gang violence person.
It's all because of those they're trying to all hit, in one. Yeah, they're trying
exactly.
to hit
they're
every
to
nail
hit
on
every
the head.
Every single nail on the head in the like with like they're like, all right, we got our quota for our one black person, but do we have the gay person? Do we have the person in a wheelchair?
But,
and they make them all of those things.
But no, here's okay, I get what you mean because I know you've had this opinion, like whatever, we've talked about this before, but I am actually, I do get a little bit, I hate to say this, but it really is how I feel. every time I watch a damn Netflix movie with like teenagers in it, it's exactly that. Oh, well, this person's fat and this person's skinny and that person's gay and this person's trans and this person's in a wheelchair and this person. And it's just like, can we get to the storyline?
Can we get to the storyline and figure it out? Like, I'm not going to lie. Sex Education. Have you ever watched Sex Education on Netflix?
Yes.
And I watched it all. Like, it is interesting. But one thing I do hate about like teenage shows is that they make them have too much. We sound like old ass aunties.
No,
but
it's
like,
true, though.
They sexualize them so much. And honestly, like, we know that they aren't really in high school. But, like, where's the kid plot? Where's the kid plot?
Why is it
sex and drugs and violence? Right. And I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know what all that hullabaloo is about
anymore. Like, what is that? What I think is a good, like, teen show. What is it with 11? With 11, the little girl.
Oh, Stranger Things?
Yeah, Stranger Things. That's like such a good, like, it's still inclusive.
It's still
like,
inclusive,
you know,
and
it's,
like, adults even watch it.
Yeah, right. It's people, like, it's kids on there with disabilities. There's kids on there that are different races. There's all of the things, but it's not like hyper sexualized. Yeah. They're having fun kid things going on.
Like,
come on now, bro.
And that's what I'm saying with the mainstream media. It is not just black people. They are trying to like push a lot of different agendas on people. And honestly, I'm not, I'm not opposed to certain other, what's it called? Mm. I'm not opposed to certain other demographics or whatever. Everybody needs to be recognized and be able to see themselves on camera in those different lights because, you know, you never know who the next generation could be and who's going to be there.
Right.
But my thing is, it's just like, all right.
But you could just tell when they're trying to grab at it. Like,
when it's too much.
They're like, but can we really blame them, like the people who are making these movies? Because people are so, like, people complain about everything these days.
True.
Everybody wants to be a victim. Everybody takes everything personal. Mm-hmm. Everybody is, oh, you're canceled for this. So, like, you know, now everybody's like terrified to not hit every nail on the head in every single thing that they do. And it's like, remember when Victoria's Secret was like getting hella backlash and like all the bigger girls were like, it's not fair that Victoria's Secret is only for skinny models. Let the skinny bitches have something. Like, damn, like,
and you know,
you make your own thing. Like, why does it matter? And at first I'm like, oh yeah, but then I'm like, everybody just be complaining. Like, damn.
But you know, and you know, the CEO of Victoria's Secret was like, because it's not for big, you know, it's not for bigger people. And guess what? His stocks was going down. They was like, I'm not playing. So he had to literally make it very inclusive for everybody, the next runway show.
You know what it reminds me of? Not technically about it, but it just reminds me when people are like, all lives matter. Like, remember when, like, Black Lives Matter?
Yeah.
And then people would be like, well, all lives matter. And it's like, let Black Lives Matter have a thing.
Yeah.
Let them have a thing.
Let people,
like,
be exclusive.
Let them do a thing. But so I get what you mean. But, like, I don't know. Just even just this generation in general, I just hate how sensitive people are. It's just annoying. And it just, ugh, it just gets a little bit to be much sometimes with every freaking demographic. Honestly, everybody's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
But
what's yours?
What is my opinion that I stand 10 toes on? I don't think that boys this sounds really bad. This is gonna be really bad. I don't think boys should be arguing with girls. I don't care if you are straight. I don't care if you are gay. I don't care. I'm not arguing with you, sir. Like, I'm just not doing it. And I think that people are just too comfortable and think, like, because, like, you know, a lot of the gay boys, they will argue back and forth with the girls, and I don't like that. You're not gonna argue with the women. Like it goes into what I was saying earlier, like the younger generation, like, I see, like, younger boys, like, putting their hands on women and stuff like that. I still think there should be that level of respect. As a man, you should know I am still a man at the end of the day. Like, that's just like a code.
And
as
I'm
a
genetically
man.
Strong. Like, honestly, they are. Like, well, some women, some big bitches will knock a nigga out.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Genetically, like, you are stronger.
But
than
it's
me.
Even the arguing for me. Clearly, it's the physical. I don't think any man should be like cussing a woman out like a dog. I understand if she's like coming at him or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But like, even like when I've had my interactions with men who like are more feminine or whatever the case may be, I'm like, sir, I'm not arguing with you because I wouldn't argue with no grown ass straight man. So why do you think I'm finna argue with you? Like, I'm not, like, I might have something to say back, but why are you even fucking with me? Like, you're
like,
a grown ass man.
As a man, you need to walk away from this
situation.
Like,
I just, I don't know. That type of stuff annoys me. But I guess I just thought of that because it's just the conversation we had. But I don't know. There's probably a lot of opinions I stand 10 toes down on. I mean.
And you know what I was thinking? I'd be like, I be folding sometimes. So that, but
what
that's,
do you mean?
Like, I be folding. Like, sometimes I'm like, I can be persuaded to be like, if someone gives me a good enough argument, I can be understanding, and I'm hella understanding. I am a situational person. I always say that, like, it depends on the situation and the scenario. Right. But that is one thing in particular that I was like, no. Like, and like, oh, and that's what I was going to say. Back in the day, I used to pay attention to if they even had black people in their TVs and in their movies and in their shows. Like, in Sex and the City, if you pay attention to the
beginning, there's none.
And all of the black people would be the help. They would be like the doorman. They would be the luggage carrier. They'd be the cashier. Yeah. So it's like they upgraded from the cashier to the gay thug. To you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm just like, you know, like that's, I just pay attention to those things. I'm sorry. And it's just like, I feel like some people can't understand or like look for those things because they aren't black in a sense. Or like they just don't see it like how I see it. Like how some people will look at their demographic or like if someone with a missing arm, they look for people with missing arms in shows, you know? So what is the word for somebody with a missing ligaments?
Amputee.
Amputees. That's the word I was looking for.
Right. But yeah, no. And that is so funny because when I watched Sex and the City for the first time, I noticed that too. I'm like, everybody is really white in this motherfucker. Like, that shit is crazy.
Exactly.
But that is why that became such a big thing, because it started to be like, why is there never any black people in shit? Like, there was a handful of like black actors in Hollywood at the time. You know, and like, they didn't put them in there for real, but they had Trump on that motherfucker before they had any black.
I know,
black.
Right? And like, you know, I love a good white rom-com. That's my genre.
Do. But what's going on with this? Oh, we got some stuff going on. Sorry we got into a little thing.
We love everybody. We are inclusive over here.
No, we are inclusive. That's the thing. We don't want anybody to feel no way. Yeah. It's just, I mean, everybody's so scared to speak on shit. That's the truth.
Yeah, no, I know what I'm already get. It's already going to be known for me, but I mean,
I don't care. I ain't never been scared because I said what I said and I meant it. But friendship deep dive. We're going to talk about some friend stuff today, y'all. How do you know when it's your place to speak on your friend's life choices, even if they don't ask? Are you the tell it like it is friend or the I support you regardless type? I know what type you are.
I know what type you are.
What?
The tell it like it is.
And you're a support no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when do you think you would step in, though?
I feel like I would step in on my friendship's business only, and this is only if I see them heading on a road of destruction, Only if I see them, like, irreversible damage on their life, and these are situations like that they can't get themselves out of at this point. But I am, and you know what's crazy? It's kind of been like, because I was thinking this recently, because Clark and one of her friends were having a discussion, and like low-key an argument. And one of the friends was just like, well, ask Shy, see what Shy gonna say. And Shy, and Clark was like, Shy ain't gonna say shit about it. She gonna love. And I was just like,
what was the conversation, though?
It was something. They had a disagreement about something. And, like, everybody knows I play neutral ground. And, like, sometimes that could be a hazard in itself, you know? And so I've been trying to find a balance of, like, where I can step in without seeming like I don't care. Because that's been a thing. Like, people will always say that I seem like I don't care, or that they have an emotional barrier with me sometimes. A lot of people have said that. A lot of my friendships have been like, you know, I feel like you have this emotional wall built up. And I'm like, it's not that. It's just that I feel like I say this all the time. I compartmentalize things, but I also allow people the space and the freedom to be able to do what they want to do and have their own thought process, because life will yell at you and scream at you harder than I ever will.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you're going to figure it out, because at the same time, I always know when I'm fucking up or when I'm doing things that I shouldn't be doing. But I reached this point where I look back and I'm like, okay, well, this is where I need to do better at. And I do that for myself. Nothing anybody will say will change the trajectory of what I'm supposed to be doing unless I want to do it on my own. So that's why I'm always been the type to just be like, I tell you, but not unsolicitedly, only if you ask, because you're going to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, obviously, like, I don't know. I try not to, I'm not going to just, like, tell nobody about some shit, like, just off the bat or whatever the case may be. But if I see, like, repetitive things, or, like, I've had friends that I really do feel like are, like, kind of, you know, wasting their life or, like, not doing anything or, you know, anything like that. And, like, I've, you know, tried to be helpful. How could I help you in this situation? I could help you find resources for this situation or whatever the case may be. And really, you know, offered, I guess, words of encouragement and things like that. But also, it's such a tricky thing, because I feel like sometimes people, you know, take an opportunity to be mean in those situations. And then they'll say, well, I'm your real friend, so I'm going to tell you how it is. But I think that people take that statement and use it to just basically like be really harsh. You get what I mean? Yeah.
Like brutal, like, you know, I'm not a fan of brutal honesty. I'm like, no, yeah. You're not brutally honest. You're just being a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And then they'll use, well, it's because I'm a real friend. And I see people talk about that on social media all the time.
I hate that.
You're not being a real friend when you're, you know, dragging your friend down. You're being a real friend when you're like, I care about you, I love you, I want you to do better for yourself, how can I help you, you know, do better for yourself, or, you know, think about this or whatever the case may be. So like, I've never been like the type to want to like tear my friends down, but I have had to separate myself from people who I feel like, when I've tried to offer you this advice or I've tried to help you in this type of way, I have to take a step back from it, because at some point it gets draining. Like, you know, like, it just, especially if it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And when you just feel like somebody's wasting their life, it's sad to watch too. It's like watching like somebody do drugs or something. And you're like,
meth.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, you're just like, okay, well, I can't help you if you don't want to help yourself. So like, I just have to like take my distance.
So I was thinking about in a relationship standpoint too, like when you see somebody in a relationship that you're like, all right, this person isn't the best. But like, I feel like a non-negotiable for me is talking about someone's relationship, unless they like, I'm not going to give unsolicited relationship advice because first of all, nobody's relationship is perfect. And I don't think I'm anyone to speak on anyone else's dynamic in a relationship. But also, I know in relationships, you are going to do whatever you want to do regardless. So I feel like it's like going to like fall on deaf ears.
Right.
So I feel like sometimes you just have to let people go through the motion and figure out what's best for them. And it is hard seeing that dynamic, or seeing like, I know that this is, you could have a better situation. And
sorry,
look, sorry. No, I get it. But the thing, the difference between me and you is that I'm not gonna say
no. I'm not.
I'm literally not gonna say a damn thing. And I had to realize that. I had to check myself, because I was like, and I even felt bad about that. I was just like, that isn't even my place.
You felt bad about having those thoughts.
Yeah, I felt bad about having those thoughts, because I had to check myself, because I was just like, that's not even my place to be able to like pass judgment on whatever anybody else does. And it was only for a day I had it.
But it's not, I don't feel like you're passing judgment in any thought that you have had. Obviously, we talk pretty much about everything, but like, I don't think you're wrong for having those thoughts. When you care about somebody and you love somebody, you want the best for them. And like you say, you're like concerned about, what is this decision that you are making? Like, you know, what is going on? You're not wrong for having those thoughts. I wouldn't necessarily say ever bring it up for no reason. I mean, but if it comes up, obviously you can offer your advice and you could be completely honest. And you can also, like I said, you can be honest without being hurtful or being mean.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I am never the hurtful
type. Yeah, no, I don't, you know, I don't think that at all. But for people who are listening, because that's what, I don't like that, bro. I used to have like friends like that, and they would try to like take an opportunity to be like, well, I'm your real friend, so this, that, and this, and it's the way that it would come off. It'd be like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Who are you talking to, for sure? I cannot stand being like a little girl situation, like little sis me, or like, you my little sis. And I'm like, I got sisters. I like that. I'm grown. Like, I'm a grown ass woman. And I feel like the direction that you on, like, God is set. God made the direction for you. And I feel like sometimes outward opinions are no help. So you feel like you wouldn't reach out at all in friendships?
I mean, I'm not going to reach out about it, but if it's something that I'm continuously seeing, or we continuously even talking about, like if I'm continuously talking about a situation with you or whatever, yes, I'm going to give you my opinion. And like, yes, I'm going to I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to try to, you know, be nice about the situation. I mean, it depends on how fucking long the thing is. Then it comes to a point where it's like even annoying it's like annoying to even deal with. Like, you get what I mean? But I wouldn't say I wouldn't ever pick up the phone and call somebody and be like,
so what you doing with work?
Yeah, so why are you fucking around with so-and-so? That's not ever going to be something I'm doing. But if it comes up in a conversation, I think that you should always be honest about your opinion. Like, I mean, if you're talking about it and somebody's, you know, going back and forth, you're having a conversation with somebody, like, yeah, that's what it is. But, have you ever stayed in a friendship you outgrew just out of loyalty?
Yeah, low-key. I feel like everybody has different phases in life where they grow, and then like other people are left behind. So who am I to judge you or like say where you're at in life? Because that's happened to me before, and it really like kind of hurt me.
Right.
And their life right now is completely different than my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just, it's quick how tables will turn. Mm-hmm. And I've just never been one to condemn somebody for where they at in their life right now. And I am understanding, like I've said before, the same respect that I'll give the janitors, the same respect I'll give the president. Mm-hmm. And who you are and what you're doing doesn't dictate our friendship to me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I for sure have. I mean, like, I have friends that I've known for many mm-hmm. of years who, you know, not to say like that, but like are still in the same spot in mm-hmm. like, you know, whatever. And I would never, but you know that I'm not like that. I'm not like a clout person. I'm mm-hmm. not like, I don't need to be friends with nobody famous. Like if you're somebody that I'm loyal to, I'm going to be loyal to you forever, no matter what the case may be. Like, I mean, as long, like I said, there have been times where I have to separate myself from people if I mm-hmm. really feel like they're not doing anything for themselves, like at all. That to me is like a drag down. That's to me my energy. Yeah. That's like that negativity, like pulling me down. But mm-hmm. just because you're not like lit or famous or mm-hmm. super overly rich, like I would never, you know, cut a friendship off because of that.
I have at certain points in my life been like, I need new friends or I need different types of friends mm-hmm. sometimes. But I am so loyal to the soil with my friendships where they've turned into like family. And it's just like, I think the best thing about the friendships that I have is that we've watched each other grow and evolve mm-hmm. into like who we are, like the grown women we are today. Mm-hmm. Like literally like Clark, I've known since I was first moved out here, 22 years old. And mm-hmm. it's just like two different people. Bijan, 23 years old. Right. She's like a mother and a wife and she has a house. And so it's just, it's an amazing feeling to grow with these women and like have this balance of friendship. Imagine me not being their friend because mm-hmm. we just at two different places. Like, outgrew each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, me and Dom have been freaking best friends since, what, I was 18 or 19 years old. And, like, that's, like, my family now. Like, you know, like, her niece is, like, I feel like part of me. Like, mm-hmm. you know, so, I mean, my niece is, like, a part of me, like, a child of mine. Exactly. Like, you know, that's how much I love her. So, yeah, no, I would. I'm loyal to my friends. I don't care.
And imagine like them dropping, and like I would be so hurt if Bijan or Kelly, like mm-hmm, I've known mm-hmm. since literally kindergarten. Right. Kelly dropping me. We talked today about going to Chris Brown concert in Vegas. But
who you and Dom?
No, Kelly.
Oh.
No, she's from Louisiana, like my little childhood best friend. Imagine them dropping you because
I know
like,
Kelly.
No, I'm saying might not. But talking about that, hey y'all. But imagine Dom or Kelly or even mm-hmm. Bijan right now, who mm-hmm. just had a baby, dropping us because we're not mothers. You know what I'm saying? That would hurt my feelings.
Right. No, and I have kind of recently gone through something a little bit similar to that. Like, I feel like somebody that I was cool with does, I guess, treat me a little bit differently since I'm not in a relationship anymore. Mm-hmm. And actually, there was a couple people that, you know, I feel like I got really close with when I was in a relationship because, you know, they're in relationships and like whatever. And then like when I'm not in a relationship, it's like they look down on me or like look less than at me, like type thing. And I peeped it. You get what I mean? And I was like, okay, I see what's going on here. Like, I mean, I guess whatever. I could stand 10 toes by myself. I don't need it. So, I mean, I'm always going to be that bitch. But I've noticed that I have had people in my life to like kind of act a little funny towards me in certain situations. But you have to realize those people are opportunists. And that's just what it is.
Now, if I'm going to be honest, when it comes to relationships sometimes, it is, and I see why they say, I just seen this tweet the other day. It was just like, married men, what advice would you give to other married men? And one of them was just like, have married friends.
Yeah, of course.
So I can see the dynamic. I would never look down or condemn some. I need to figure out a new word besides condemn. Mm-hmm. I would never look down or judge somebody for not being in a relationship because the same way you saying your nigga would never, he be never in. And you can't judge somebody for not being in a relationship when you don't even know what's going on behind closed doors.
Especially, yeah, no, and that's exactly. The other thing.
So, yeah, exactly. So I would never judge somebody, but sometimes when you are in a relationship, it is easier, it feels like, and it is even more like, not easier, what's the word? It is more calming or soothing to know that you are in those settings with people who are also in relationships. Like there's some things that like maybe someone out of a relationship wouldn't understand when someone who's in a relationship are like me coming home at like 2 o'clock. One of my single friends would be like, why the fuck you going home at 2 o'clock? And then my relationship friend is coming home at 2 o'clock with me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm grown as hell. Like at the end of the day,
giving an example of those type of situations, how that could happen. Like sometimes with friendships or with the dynamic of like being in a relationship or without being in a relationship.
Right.
I don't agree with them looking down or judging the situation, but it does get to a point sometimes where it'd be like,
well, I don't even, for me personally, I really don't even invite, I won't even invite my friends and relationships out for real. Like even with you, like I don't really invite you out nowhere.
No, I
don't
have to invite myself out to Rolling Loud.
Yeah. I don't ask Shy to go nowhere. I don't really invite nobody who's in a relationship out nowhere, especially if I know it's going to be a situation where we're around people. Like that's just not even my vibe. I've never been the friend to be like, come on, come with me around different guys. Like I'm not that friend trying to like turn my friend out of their relationship. And also like that's not even, that would never be an issue for anything I'm really even talking about. I get what you mean.
But no, but I'm giving an example, and that is a valid example because it is situational.
But it's not for what I'm talking about.
With who?
Is what I mean. It's not what I'm talking, like the specific situation I'm talking about is not her. But oh. Okay, we'll talk about it later. But no, like also I just think like it's a status thing to some people. Mm. Like you get what I mean? Like that's what I'm more so mean.
So like,
yes, like it's like that type of thing for me that I'm not really talking about that because like, you know, I've been in relationships, so I understand, like I know how to respect those like type of boundaries. Like I'm not gonna go on a yacht and invite my friends who are in relationships. And I'm gonna invite my single friends. Like you know what's crazy?
And it sucks sometimes. I posted something, you see my story today.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
It do suck sometimes when it be like, damn, I wanna go to Dubai too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I wanna do these certain things. And it's just like some things you just really just can't do out of respect for your relationship. Mm-hmm. And the friendships that do respect that, it is just like a thank you, girl.
Which
it'd be
is
awkward.
It's so funny because like in my last relationship, I was able to do the, I was able to do those things, but I would not do those things. Like, like I remember my friend had invited me to like DR or something, and I was like, oh, so and so is going into DR. She wanted to invite me, but like, there's gonna be guys on the trip, like that. You know, she's dealing with. And my ex was like, you can go, I trust you. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not
say that and think that and then be completely surprised when she were like, I remember when we were in New Orleans and he was like, she was like, he wouldn't care if I showed my titties. And then you asked him and he would be like, he was like, yeah, why would you do that?
So he like there's certain, though, he didn't care.
There are certain things that like in relationships, it's like other people in relationships just already know and understand versus like having to explain to somebody who's not in a relationship, don't know, and just will like make you feel sometimes bad about it. So that's what I'm talking about in a relationship. You in a relationship, that's different, and that's actually low-key a little wild.
What?
Who did that? I'm curious.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. It's so much. But, yeah, but no, yeah, I know. And then, yeah, when we were in New Orleans, I did flash my boobs. I mean, and yeah, my ex did. He was like, why would you show your boobs? But he wasn't really mad. He don't really care about stuff like that. He didn't really care. It wasn't like to a man. Like, you know, it was like for Mardi Gras type shit. But
I flashed a little boob.
Yeah, like, just a little titty.
It's just a little titty.
It wasn't in a freaky way, like at all. It was just for beads. But I mean,
no,
I don't know.
But there's certain ibby.
But I wouldn't do that though. Like how I said, like he wouldn't care if I did whatever I wanted to do because obviously we had like a really, really strong trust foundation. But I just wouldn't do that anyways because I'm not gonna. I ain't gonna be all in the video, like, you know, doing all the extra.
Doing the most.
Yeah, like, no. But that's only because when I date somebody, I don't want them looking dumb. You know, I don't want nobody to be like, oh, that's so-and-so's girl. Like, she be wilding. Like, she's so trifling. Like, I mean, they can't really say that about me now, even while single, but still, like, you know, because
Somebody could say I was on top of a bar and I
but that's not wilding though. That's like having fun. I mean like in another man's space.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like
absolutely. No, not like
yeah. Yeah. Like
no,
that type of vibe.
Absolutely insane. I'm not gonna lie to you. No, absolutely not.
So
I'd be too afraid to do shit like that. No, hell no. And it's just disrespectful.
Do you think you've ever been the bad friend in someone's story?
No.
You know, Shy has not the word accountability in her name. It's not spelled nowhere with none of them letters.
You know what's crazy? I'm extremely accountable and I can see where I be fucking up, but I be feeling like my fuck ups be reasonable. It be validated. It be justified. Those are the words a part of my vocabulary.
I feel like Shy has fucked up before, but I don't think that you're like you're not like a terrible friend, but I think you've had fuck ups, but I know for a fact I have fucked up too as well.
Yeah.
But I've never like been like a grimy, like, you know, like grimy,
like grimy
cross
bitch,
somebody up, like sleep with their man.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, I've never. If we weren't friends to this day, then I'd probably say something like, yeah, like a little bit, but we're still friends. Everybody that I've been friends with in my life is still my friend. Not my friend, like, even if they're not my friend, they're like a close acquaintance. They're somewhere in the corner. Are they just?
I mean, I have friends that I'm
still gonna dap people up and be like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've fallen out with people, but in my earlier 20s, you know, you're just learning stuff, and especially for me, like I have like a very natural blunt personality. I think it's my autism, but I had to really learn how to, I guess, be softer and be, you know, less aggressive and like, you know, filter kind of what I say in order to have respect for friendships and, you know, whatever the case may be. But it took me a while to learn that, and I had to check myself, because like, even though I was never like intentionally being mean to somebody, like it could come off like that aggressive in ways, and people would be like,
who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah, exactly. And I'd be like, oh, I wasn't even trying to say it like that. You get what I mean? So
I feel like I had like a boundary issue. Like I was too much of like not addressing like boundaries or like really standing on my boundaries. And like, I just have a lot of people in my life constantly. So it just was like me, once I started like expressing my boundaries and being more affirmative and like, no, I remember when I told you, I was like, oh, I've been saying no lately and I was proud of it. And you were like, good for you. And those are little steps.
But she really does say yes to a lot of stuff that really I would never say yes to. Like, dead ass. I'd be like, what are you going through?
Yeah.
But why does it say Boston Richie pranks his girl Tati? Pranks?
I don't know. I didn't.
He was putting his hands on that girl.
Oh, that's
and
what it is?
That ties into what we were talking about earlier. Yes. I'm like, what is he doing to that girl behind closed doors? Like, I did not like that video. Yes, like he was tweaking on her, but
you would never see me jumping. I'm the one.
Oh, no, I be jumping, baby. I got my ass beat by a man before. I be a man even picks his arm like this, bitch. I be, and I literally have guys be like, are you okay? Like, I'm not gonna hit you.
I don't know what it is about me thinking a man is like that I could fight a man, because I'd be eye to eye with them niggas. I'd be like, what are you gonna do?
Girl.
And knowing I'll still get my ass beat. I just have this fucking extra.
Wait, this is random. At what point does partying stop being fun and start feeling like a chore? Are you still outside or embracing that stay-at-home era?
You know what that's from.
What, from me being outside?
No, ChatGPT.
Oh, God. What point does partying stop being fun and start feeling like a chore? I mean, I'm never going to go out if I don't want to go out. Like, you get what I mean? I'm not the go out every day type of girl, but like, I'll pop out once a week, maybe twice if I'm dragging it like I did this week. Twice a week is dragging it for me. Yeah. Like, I'm really a once a week type of girl.
I feel like for me, going out turns into a chore when I have to like show my face. If I'd already canceled on my friendships a few times, and I need to keep my friendships alive, so I gotta go out because I'd already canceled four times.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, all right, hey y'all, hey, how you doing?
See, I don't even plan that extensively. Like, I won't even be like, oh yeah, let's do lunch on Monday. I know damn well I'm not showing up to that lunch on Monday. I know myself. I'm a last minute type person. Yeah, Taylor, somebody call me like, oh, you wanna go here? I'll be like, sure.
It like, is, you know, always last minute. Like, how we on the Patreon, when we posted, we were like, okay, pinky promise you guys, we're all gonna go. Y'all, we all broke that promise. We was not going nowhere.
We literally were all gonna go out, and what, an hour, we pinky promised each other we're all gonna go out, and then we're like, and we're all gonna stay home.
We're like, just gonna vibe and chill. Like, we had White Claw, Surge. Right. So we was already, first of all, me and day drinking don't get along.
Yeah, I'm not pressing no issue to go out if I don't wanna go out. Like, you know?
I think it's like, also, it seems like a chore. Not even a chore. It seems like I shouldn't be here when everybody looks like they're 10 years younger than me, and they're teeny boppers, and they're drunk, and they're throwing up, and they're
You think that? Where do you go like that?
I went to Highlight before it was, like, closed. Like, and it was, like, one day.
Oh,
I remember,
you told me that.
It was one day, and like, when I was bartending or whatever, and they had, like, these new girls come in, and the new girls be, like, hella beautiful, like, hella beautiful, but they're all, like, fresh 21-year-olds.
Right, newbies.
So, like, I'm walking in. I'm walking to my section. Every single table, I see the new girls. I'm like, get me the hell out of here.
The new generation of the girls in LA.
And I was just like, oh, my God. Yeah. And, I mean, I was just like, yeah, I got to get
out of
here.
And at one point, we were the new generation.
Yes. And remember Supper Club? We were just talking about this the other day. Supper Club. Y'all, yes. LA in 2015,
Playhouse,
16,
Toxic, Le Jardin. Yes, oh, all my of them. God. That was a time to be alive.
It was a time to be alive. I remember when What's that song? New Flame came out. New Flame came out by Chris Brown and Rick Ross.
Oh, uh-huh.
I was on the freeway. What drop top.
No, remember this song
Chauffeur
by the Migos?
Bad and Bougie.
Yes, yes.
Clark was in that song in the music video.
That was like the time. And it's so sad because like the new LA girls who are like in their fresh 20s, they're never going to experience
it like this. But like honestly, we have been having a little bit of fun when we've been going out to
No,
LA.
we've been having fun, but it's like, who are the new, like, lit people? Like, it's, like, the same people. Exactly. Like, you know? Like, I don't know. It's
I just, think they're all like, our people are like having kids.
Right. Like, no, but I have like the other day when I went out, I'm not gonna lie, I had me a grandpa, mm-hmm. but I be having fun when I'm drunk. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a pretty fun drunk. And then at the end of the night, I'm either crying or arguing with somebody on the phone. But in the meantime, I'm having a ball.
Yeah.
Before that.
I don't know why I didn't have that much fun. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
But you know what? I stopped calling people when I'm drunk.
That's so good.
I stopped calling people when I'm drunk, and I stopped.
That's a lie. In New York, she was literally in the other room by herself.
Okay, that is
talking
true.
For like 2 hours.
I was on the phone with him for an hour.
Damn near the whole time.
But it wasn't arguing. It was a good conversation.
Oh, well, yeah, no. So I went to go check on her like twice, and I was like, all right. I told the security guard, I was like, y'all, I was like, look, she got 10 more minutes, and then you need to drag her out. And he was like, I can't do that.
But that's because he lived in New York, and I thought of him because the last time I had seen him was in New York. I don't know, baby. I don't know what I was thinking. I just missed that man, and I still do. But anyways,
should we get into advice?
Yeah, let's get into
Let's get into some advice, you guys. I saved something. Hold on. Like, I'm just like you. I forget where it's at. The new update for literally...
Oh, my God. I hate it.
It is insane.
The pictures?
Yes, the pictures. I hate crazy. It. What?
It's ridiculous.
Why is it doing that?
I don't know.
Okay, so I finally got it. All right, so we're ready for the advice. So I need to know if I'm tripping or not. So me and this guy have been friends for a while, and it has always been a flirty friendship, but we never took him seriously because he is a whore, and I'd rather not. So I played along whenever I wanted attention and kept it all flirty. And a friendship level. He would come over and we would cuddle, never kiss or initiated sex with him ever. And he would rub on me, which I was fine with up until recently. He came down to my house and we were doing the usual, and his hand started to go towards my power portal. I'm crying.
My power portal is hilarious.
And I told him, let's keep our hands above the waist, please. And he just sighed about it and we went to sleep. So I thought, so why in the fuck did I wake up to him fingering me? After I specifically told him to keep his hands above his waist.
Above her waist.
His hands above waist.
Uh-huh.
It made me very uncomfortable, and I was legit sick to my stomach. So I got up and left and went to the bathroom and stayed gone until I got myself together. I didn't say anything because I don't feel the need to explain shit to him because he knows he was wrong. And I told him he needed to leave because I had shit to do. I love our friendship, but this situation has completely ruined my views of him as a person. I have been ghosting him since it happened because I don't even know what to say. I don't want to seem too dramatic, but is this not SA? What advice would y'all give me to go about the situation? Please help. Love y'all. And by the way, this advice was, she sent this on the Patreon. So if y'all are on the Patreon, DM us, you guys.
Mm-hmm. your opinion.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, I don't know if I'm okay. I know that a lot of things are like called SA these days. And I think that like, that's like really... those are really big words for Elmo. Like, you know, like, I think that even these days, like, if somebody kisses you on the cheek without your consent, people will be like, oh, they sexually assaulted me. Like, you know, and I think, like, yes, what he did was wrong. I think that you should tell him 100% about his actions so he feels like, you know, like, that's completely not okay. Mm-hmm. But I would tell him about it, though, for sure. Be like, you know, I really care about you as a friend, but, like, I feel like you crossed the boundary. Yeah, you crossed the line with me because if I said... you know, I don't want you to do that. But, you know, guys will try to get you horny and want you to fuck and try to be, like, touching on your coochie, which is, like, of course, like, be like, get off me. Like, what are you doing? Like, no. But, yeah, definitely tell him if that's, like, a big boundary for you, then I would definitely, like, you know, push that issue.
And we don't want to minimize that at all.
Yeah, I'm not trying to minimize
1,000% at all, not minimizing it, because you have a right to feel how you feel. And if that is how you feel, if you feel so strongly about it, by all means, stand on that. And
confront him and say something like, that just didn't make me feel comfortable. Like, and I mean, hopefully he will take accountability and say, I'm so sorry. Like,
exactly.
It will never happen again.
Exactly.
Like, if anything, like, I'll let you initiate.
Stand in your power. Do not let these men silence you.
Yeah.
And that's how we're gonna leave it. Love you guys. Bye. Don't forget to check out our Patreon, and don't forget to get those tickets. This is Wednesday. The tickets to Atlanta Saturday. So so get those while you can. Get them while they're hot. You guys, we love you. Thank you so much.
Bye.